Devin, last year coming in to the offseason, there was a lot of talk about maybe not as much experience at cornerback position, and then whereas you had a lot more experience with the safeties, but now all those guys with more experience, are you excited? I mean, we already saw how the potential you could reach last year. Are you excited to see this, the D-backs just really build on that this year?
Yeah, I think we have a great opportunity this year. Just like last year, you know, I think sometimes you go in a season, you have some unknowns, you have guys that are, you know, not as experienced as a year before, and a ton of talk is out there about you won't be as good. And I think inside you know that you have good players and, you know, you just have to play to it. And I think now we feel the same way. It's just everyone else now knows and thinks we have good players. But we know we had the same opportunity we had last year to go out here, compete, get better, and play good football. And I think that's exciting to know that you have a good group and you have a group that's anxious to learn and get better. So as an older guy now, I love it. I love coming out here and seeing the new guys that come in and the guys returning that keep getting better and better.
Some of those new guys today talking, Terrence Knight and Chris Long, how do you see them getting acclimated? It's still early, but how are they fitting in?
They're doing well. I mean, football is funny. You know, you get guys in the locker room, start sharing stories, laughing, joking, and next thing you know, it feels like a guy's been here for a couple years. So those guys are the same way, and I think, you know, the defensive line, they all like hanging out. So it's very easy for the big guys to sit, eat some food, and have fun.
What have you seen from Justin Coleman so far this time? I know he wasn't here last mini camp, but got some good experience last year.
He's very talented. You know, last year he was, in a sense, kind of thrown into the fire. He got here late in the preseason, and I think he went to Seattle and he came. So it was, and then when he came back, you know, I think maybe in a week or two, he was out there playing. So it's just, I think, being really good for him to now be here, hear the coach and go through it all at a slower tempo, not straight into game plan and stopping someone, but being able to learn the basics. And he's going to be one of our better players. I think last year he played a ton of football for us, and he'll do the same this year.
Devin, how about his classmates like Geno Grissom, Trey Flowers, Daryl, as well as some of the other guys in that same group of players, year two coming up? What are the differences that stand out for you?
Just, I think you got to kind of still have that rookie mindset in a way, and I think all those guys, once you experience 1 year at the NFL, you kind of see what you need to do to try to be a good NFL player, not just a guy that makes a team. So you see those guys putting in a ton of work. They're out here. They're doing a lot for us on defense. So it's exciting. You know, I've been there. I've been a year or two and battling to try to, you know, keep playing and playing at a high level. And all those guys are in different situations, but I think they all have the same mentality.
After 3 weeks of practice now, what are the impressions of Steve Belichick, an on-field coach?
He's been good. I mean, I think we have a good group, you know, especially once Nate gets back, a group that we have some experienced players, some young players, and I think Steve's been able to kind of mesh it together. You know, I think with him being in his first year, he's a younger guy that can really relate to all of us. So it's been fun. And on the field, you know, he's been out here on the field for a couple years now. So I don't feel like it's anything new to him or new for him. And we have a good relationship. So always just talking and trying to keep a good handle on the group. But so far, I think we all love Steve.
Devin, what's your biggest first impressions of Cyrus?
He's another one of the smart guys from Alabama. Between him and Hightower, he knows his stuff. So it's been good. You know, he's been out there. He's been trying to learn. A younger guy, so things happen fast. But I think he's been able to adjust and adapt. When he makes mistakes, he's still out there playing hard. He's correcting them. So he's a young guy that's really working hard. But the exciting thing is we have a ton of rookies in that corner group that have been out here making plays. Mini camp, OTAs, those guys are really learning and they're not making a ton of mistakes. So it's I think it's really exciting to see them as a group of DBs, safeties, and corners.
I assume you throw Daryl Roberts in that group too, because last year he was somebody who maybe flew under the radar. You know, I believe he was put on injured reserve pretty early.
Yeah.
In training camp.
But he was a guy last year the same way. You know, he got out there, he knew his stuff. He worked hard. As a rookie, obviously, you're not going to know everything. You're going to need veterans when you get out there to help you, give you little hints and stuff. But he's another guy that was on top of it. You know, I think as a veteran, it's always exciting to see rookies that, you know, if you say one word to them, it correlates and they understand it. It means they're going home, they're studying. I remember those days, going home, staying up for, you know, 2-3 hours trying to understand, just so when you get out there with the older guys, you know. You might not see it right away, and someone might have to yell something to you, but you want to know what they yell to you. And all those guys, these young guys have really worked hard, and I think putting in a ton of work to get to that level, because it's not easy here.
So you're seeing and hearing the same kind of things from this year's rookie class?
Yeah, I think all those rookies, I think, have come in, and, you know, whether we're giving them a one code and they're knowing what we're talking about, and, you know, it's not always like that. You know, you come in this place, they throw a lot of stuff at you, and to handle it and to go home, study, I think, shows maturity and that these guys want to be here.
How much do you have to remind them, though, that as quickly as they want to catch on to everything, that this is the time to use right now to really learn, take it all in, and watch you guys?
I tell them that all the time, but I mean, I've had a ton of guys come up to me watching film, asking me to watch film, so they understand. I think the good thing is we have a good group on this team of older guys that, you know, have come in and gone through a lot in this league, and some undrafted, late rounds, some first, like, we have a mix of everybody that can help out and pinch in, you know, their words of advice and be someone that the rookies can follow.
Devin, he's a teammate now, but have you gone up against Nate Washington in seasons past?
I've gone against Nate a couple times, and I've talked to him a bunch of times just from being with my brother down in Tennessee. So he was kind of a friend. You know, I talked to him even before he came here.
You recruit him?
I mean, you know, I always do what I can.
Can he make the team?
Oh, I don't know. That's above my pay grade.
What have you seen so far?
He's done well. I mean, that's the thing. He's a veteran guy, so it looks like, obviously I don't sit in their meetings, but it looks like it wasn't hard for him to kind of understand and catch on to what they were talking about on offense, because he's been out there a ton. He's been able to make plays. So he's an older guy, but he looks young out here.
Kevin, yeah. This time of the year, do you notice Coach Bill Belichick maybe getting a little bit more into the instructional part of coaching, getting his hands dirty with different groups in the practice field?
He's kind of always like that. If he has to, if he sees something, he's going to tell you, he's going to talk. I mean, he's a football guy. I mean, all he does is football, and I don't think he can help it any part of the really year.
Does it ever surprise you when he does come over and sort of give you some instruction?
No. I mean, I guess I've been here seven years, and it's always been the same thing. If he sees something, he'll always tell you.
Devin, regarding Steve again, any coach, whether he's young or experienced, how does a coach earn the trust of the players? How does a coach convince players to buy in?
I just think understanding your group. You know, I think it's very important to have a relationship with your group where it's not just, you know, him getting us to trust him, you know, but us, you know, letting him trust us and being out there and giving us the freedom to go out there and play. So I think it just happens. You know, you got to come out here. You know, he has to coach us on certain things, and then when he coaches us on them, we got to come out here and do them. And I think that's how you build trust, like you said, with any coach. You know, rookies that first get here, free agents, when you get here, you know, you don't just automatically gain a trust because what you did somewhere else or in college. You got to go out there and execute your job and do it. And I think the good thing about being here is, you know, we have good coaches. They're going to be guys you can depend on. You know, they're putting in a ton of work. They're always here watching film and learning about the opponent. So, really, it's really on you, you know, come in and gain the trust of the coaches.
Just really quick, going back to Nate Washington, he was asked yesterday about his speed. And even at this point in his career, it's something that has not gone away. Are you impressed just by his speed?
I said that to him today. He turned the corner and turned. I said, you kicked into the next gear, huh, Nate? So, that's the good thing about this sport. You know what I mean? Age doesn't always define you. You know, guys get older. I mean, look at Tom. He's still playing at a high level. You know, our best player. So age doesn't really matter. It's all about production if you can still play.